From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we will Zoom with Grace Potter. A lot to chat about. We would reminisce about her Opry debut at the Ryman Auditorium. We chat about being a WSM DJ and share the backstory on a very emotional new single and video. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Grace Potter.
This is WSM's Coffee, Country, and Cody.
And what a ray of sunshine into your life and living room as you watch on Circle or as you listen around the world. Grace Potter joins us with brand new music and an incredible backstory on this song. And the last time I saw you, lady, we were on stage together at the Ryman Auditorium when you debuted on the Grand Ole Opry. Think back to that night and what still comes to mind
all
these months later.
So many beautiful memories. It was some of the last live performing that I got to do. You know, I played that Opry show. I toured a little bit on my album right after that. But the night at the Opry, you just can't really forget that. That was an unforgettable night. I do remember rushing on stage, barely dressed, and you had to sort of hold time. Do you remember? You kind of had to stretch things out a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Live radio is not the same live concert with a rock star who's like, oh, I'll just get on stage whenever I want, man. It doesn't work like that.
And Grace was mentioning the library behind me in my library and office here at home. Now, if you're into Imperial Russian history,
yes.
I got you covered. Okay.
Excellent. I'm so in.
I don't know how you roll literarily, but that's in my wheelhouse.
I am so into it. It's a long night by the fire with some vodka and a book, you know?
Vodka. Yes.
Vodka. Yeah.
Hey, tell me about these Grammy nominations. You got two, Best Rock Album for the album Daylight and Best Rock Performance for the title track of that same album.
Well, you know, this album was such a huge piece of my heart and my life. And I guess I'm stunned still that it happened. I'm stunned that I put this record out at all because it's just a quite confessional, personal album. But I think it really does feel fitting that this is first music I've ever made that is purely me and unadulteratedly me, in a way that didn't really cater to anybody's expectations, and that was sort of the surprise, but also the thing that made it so personal and so real for me.
Speaking of personal, update us on motherhood and how that's going and how it went during the course of the last roughly year that we've been quarantined because of the COVID pandemic.
Well, my son is actually, he pandemics very well. He's really good. He plays by himself really well. We also came back to my hometown in Vermont, and we bought a farm. So we are now on a sprawling, you know, farm where he can run around. And we had been in Topanga Canyon, California, where there wasn't quite as much space. And, you know, he really loved coming to Vermont. The cows and the hay bales are a big thing for him.
Oh, sure.
Because they look like little white marshmallows. That's the way they, so he has a lot of fun, and we're just so lucky to have family around us and to be able to enjoy each other's company in our own safe bubble here in Vermont.
Do you tap your trees on the farm, your maple trees, and have
yes.
that world famous Vermont maple syrup?
I do have my own maple syrup. Did you know that? It's called Midnight Gold. And it's Grace Potter's Midnight Gold. And it's from the trees on my land and the property that I grew up on.
Wonderful.
My cousin makes maple sugar. So it has been in my plethora of things. I think I sell it online. I'm not totally sure. It might just be a thing at the general store in town. But I do have my own maple syrup.
And again, the name of it is called Midnight Gold?
Yeah, Grace Potter's Midnight Gold.
Well, tell me about Grace Potter's, and for the television audience, the great thing is you're going to see the video for this song, this new single, which has this incredible backstory I want you to share. The song is called Release, so we're going to hear it and see it after you set it up for us.
Well, it's hard to set it up. I think I should have brought a Kleenex box. In fact, my husband is sitting here like, don't cry. You know, this song was the beginning of this album. It was the birth of the album. This process of letting go and finding forgiveness first through loving yourself and kind of accepting your role in a heartbreak. And then also wishing that upon somebody, even if it's somebody that you consider your enemy or that you're angry at, or if you're battling it out in court or whatever it is, to actually let go and detach yourself from that fear and anger and animosity, and to wish that upon your enemy is a really, really hard thing to do. In fact, I needed the help of an incredible songwriter for this one, because I couldn't quite get to that letting go place myself. Mm-hmm. So I turned to an amazing songwriter and a dear friend of myself and my husband, by the name of Mike Busby. He sadly, we lost him, this year, last year, just before the record came out, to brain cancer. It was really sudden and unexpected, but he was such a prolific force in the world of songwriting, especially in Nashville, but also in LA and in the pop and R&B world and country. And, you know, he kind of spanned the globe very quickly with all of his songs and affected so many people, had a huge hand in Maren Morris's career and many other artists. I collaborated with him for a Gwen Stefani record, Christmas album with Eric. And through that process, I knew that he was the songwriter I could trust to help me take this feeling over the finish line. And he did. I mean, we finished the song in about 20 minutes. So,
oh, wow. And, you know, he has worked famously with Carly Pearce, who is on a juggernaut in her country music career.
Absolutely.
And much of what you have articulated there, the same sort of feeling she had as an artist on the countryside working with him.
Absolutely. That's the thing about him. His ability to touch on an emotional core of what a human is feeling and just capture that feeling, even if it's a lighthearted feeling or a reassuring feeling. But in this case, it was a really painful need and desire for forgiveness and for love and just moving forward, letting go. And that's why the song is called Release.
Grace Potter. Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM, home of the Grand Ole Opry, where she recently made her Opry debut at the Ryman Auditorium, and you're watching on Circle Television.
I know that I caused this pain. I know you can't let me.
Well, lady, that's nothing short of a cinematic masterpiece there. That is the video, for those of you watching on Circle, listening to Release, new from Grace Potter, who is our special guest and our colleague today. She's a disc jockey on WSM at 95 at 5 o'clock. Who's on your playlist?
Oh, man, I have so much fun music with you all. It's going to be, I think I got some Sandy Denny in there. I love Jackson Browne, and there's a very special song, a newer song of his, that I'm going to feature, as well as some of my dear friends like Devin Gilfillian and Kamara Thomas, who used to be in a band, Earl Greyhound. But there's a lot of classics. Like I go pretty deep into my well of beloved Americana artists and songwriters.
That is Grace Potter, our friend, and two times nominated at the upcoming Grammy Awards. Congratulations. Good luck on that. And thanks for joining us on Coffee, Country, and Cody this morning.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.